AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hurricane Hermine's main impact in Florida has been in the form of power outages and damage from storm surges. The governor, Rick Scott, says one man was killed when a tree fell on him. The storm wiped away buildings, toppled trees, and knocked out power. Deckle Beach resident Vance Buford was asked what he plans to do now.
Clean up, get everything out of the way to start with, and then build back the porch.
Hermine quickly lessened and became a tropical storm, but it's expected to regain hurricane strength after traveling north over the Atlantic. People in New York are being warned to brace for heavy rain, strong wind, and flooding in some areas from late Saturday through Wednesday as tropical storm Hermine moves through.
New York City is banning swimming at its beaches on Sunday and possibly longer because there may be dangerous riptides from Hermine. And Mayor Bill de Blasio is warning people to take the storm seriously and be prepared.
You can be assured your city government is in a ready stance right now to deal with this crisis. But all New Yorkers have to get ready as well.
For now, he says various Labor Day festivals and parades are still on, but the city is watching the weather closely. Julie Walker, New York.
The system could lash coastal areas as far north as Connecticut and Rhode Island through Labor Day. President Obama is in China for his last G20 summit. Correspondent Mark Smith reports trade and climate topped the agenda.
The G20 is officially an economic forum, so the president will use Hangzhou to pitch his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, even though China's not a part of it and both candidates to succeed him are against it. But he and Chinese President Xi Jinping also are likely to use the summit backdrop to formally enter their countries into last year's landmark Paris Accord on slowing global warming.
This is AP Radio News. A lawyer for Chris Brown says police did not find guns or drugs at the singer's mansion to corroborate the story of a woman who says the singer threatened her with a handgun. Attorney Mark Garagos was at a Los Angeles news conference.
To the best of my knowledge, in the entire time I was there, there was no gun or guns found in that house whatsoever. There were no drugs that I'm aware of that were found in that house.
Brown was released on bail Tuesday after his arrest on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. L.A. police say they're not commenting on the case and are working with prosecutors to review the evidence. Pork roll inspires a new beer flavor. New Jersey's Flying Fish Brewing Company has released a pork roll porter beer, a dark brown caramel porter made with pork roll and spices in the brew kettle. The company's also released a beer inspired by the state's Pinelands, brewed with foraged pine needles. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.